You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Until September 22nd, it's funding drive time here at CJLO 1690 AM. CJLO has been supporting the Concordia and Montreal communities for 20 years, and now we need your support. There are lots of ways to do this. You can listen to CJLO to pledge your support by calling 514-848-7471. Or you can visit cjlofundingdrive.com to donate online and receive our new Funding Drive merchandise. You can also buy raffle tickets from one of our CJLO DJs to be entered in to win one of over 200 fabulous prizes from our sponsors. CJLO 1690 AM, from the underground to the airwaves.
CJLO News. This is Ahmed Mushtahid. The electric scooter service Lime is urging its users to reach out to Mayor Valérie Plante and other councillors responsible for urban mobility and tell them how much they appreciate the electric scooters. The company has embarked on this step to keep its business prospects alive in Montreal, according to the Gazette. The e-scooter sharing service started in Montreal as a pilot project a month ago. The city of Montreal has been dissatisfied with the improperly parked vehicles, which are often left out of bounds on sidewalks and in parks. To encourage proper usage, Lime requires riders to take a picture of where they park their e-scooter at the end of their ride. However, non-compliant users are not fined, as the photos are only used for analytical purposes. The e-scooter pilot project runs until November 15th, after which the city will decide whether or not to renew Lime's permit next spring.
We've done a lot together these past 4 years, but the truth is, we're just getting started. So Canadians have an important choice to make. Will we go back to the failed policies of the past, or will we continue to move forward? That's the choice. It's that clear, and it's that important.
With these words, Liberal leader Justin Trudeau triggered the official launch of the federal election campaign. Trudeau arrived at Rideau Hall in Ottawa to ask Governor General Julie Payette to dissolve Parliament, launching the 43rd general election campaign. The vote is to be held on October 21st. Trudeau immediately faced questions about the lingering SNC-Lavalin scandal that could cut support for his Liberal Party. He sidestepped any questions related to that file. In international news, Arab leaders have denounced Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plan to annex large areas of Palestinian territories, calling it a stunt that would, quote, kill all chances for peace. Netanyahu said he would permanently annex a third of the West Bank if he gets re-elected. He made the announcement in front of a large map showing Israeli sovereignty extending over the vast majority of the Jordan Valley. The international community considers Israeli settlements illegal under international law. The annexation would put an end to fading hopes for a Palestinian state. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team,
stars are howling way down in the valley tonight. There's a man in the shadows with a gun in his eye and a blade shining no so bright. There's evil in the air and there's thunder in the sky and a killer's on the bloodshot streets. On down in the tunnel with a deadly horizon, oh, I swear I saw a young boy down in the gutter. He was starting to foam in the heat. God, baby, you're the only thing in this whole world that's good and good and right. And wherever you are and wherever you go, there's always gonna be some light. But I gotta get out, I gotta break it out now before the final crack of dawn. So we gotta make the most of our one night together. When it's over, you know we'll both be so alone.
We'll be right back. twisted at the foot of a burning vine. And I think somebody somewhere must be tolling a bell. And the last thing I see is my heart still beating. I'm breaking out of my body and flying away like a bat out of hell. And I'm dying at the bottom of a pit in a blazing sun. I'm torn and twisted at the foot of a burning light. And I think somebody somewhere must be told in the bed.
Hello everyone, welcome to CJAD, CJLL, 1690 AM. This is DJ Gundam C Destiny.
This is DJ Jerry.
Oh, this is DJ Claudia Rocks.
DJ Big Peter.
And this is DJ Cam. You're listening to the Audio Pen Pals. Welcome to the show, everyone. We got a bunch of music this week and a couple like reminders of events coming up. So we're going to mostly stick to...
And we got a couple of shout-outs.
And we do have a couple shout-outs as well. First thing I guess we should mention about upcoming events is something our very own Jerry is participating in.
Are we also missing something?
What's that?
Who's a sponsor?
Oh, right. So, the Audio Pen Pals is sponsored. This episode is brought to you by the Concordia Council for Student Life. And with the funds, we're expanding what we're doing here at the Audio Pen Pals. So, we're looking to get more people involved and like get more in touch with our community. So, if you like the show and you want to get involved in any way, shape, or form, whether it be an interview or coming on to talk long term,
or subjects you need to talk about,
or have any suggestions for the show, feel free to reach out to us at audiopenpals.cglo@gmail.com.
What happens if they wanted to call in?
They should probably. Email is the preferred method because the number's at the booth and we're only here once a week. So just shoot us an email. Everybody's got email. It's fine. Jerry, do you want to talk a bit about the shuffle?
Yeah, and by the time Cam finishes loading up the next question...
So the shuffle's coming up, right, Jerry? It's 2 weeks from today. So
yep.
Friday the
27th from 12:30 to maybe 5 minutes before I walk in this room.
Yeah. So what the shuffle is it's a walkathon where walkers walk to raise money for bursaries and like funding at Concordia in general, and it's a way to, like, people get new facilities or like their education funded at the school, and it's a great way to help out students while they're going through education. Basically the way it works is you can pledge to any of the walkers, like Jerry, for example, And with that pledge, they'll do the walk, and you donate. Them doing the walk means you donate the money to the school and that bursary fund.
And if they wanted to donate online, they could just go to concordia.ca/shuffle, which brings you to the alumni page. And by hitting donate, you're just finishing the job you wanted to do in the first place when you see a new window pop up.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's the perfect spot to donate. If you want to, but yeah, you're welcome to pledge. I'm sure Jerry would be more than happy to take your pledge if you wanted to pledge that way. Perfect. Well, welcome to
the show. How could I if I'm still going to be trying to get the money in the first place?
Yeah.
Online would be better anyway.
Yeah, online is probably the best method. So we got some ads to play now, and we're going to have some music right afterwards. So
and then we'll come back with another topic.
And then we'll come back and talk a bit more. Right. So, yeah. So stay tuned for the music.
Satisfy your sweet tooth and support your local radio station by coming out to CJLO's Funding Drive Bake Sale. Taking place in the SB Building Atrium on Concordia's Loyola campus, there will surely be enough sweet treats for everyone. Come out on Wednesday, September 18th from 12 to 4 p.m. We'll also be selling CJLO merch and raffle tickets, with all proceeds going towards station upgrades and initiatives. For more information on our funding drive and our many killer events happening between September 9th to the 22nd, visit cjlofundingdrive.com. CJLO 1690 AM, from the underground to the airwaves.
Cinema Politica Concordia is back for the fall 2019 semester with your weekly dose of inspiring political documentaries from around the world. Screenings take place every Monday in room H110 of the Hall Building at the downtown Concordia campus. All events are free and open to the public. For full listings and information on special screenings, guest speakers, and how to get involved, visit cinemapolitica.org/concordia.
The Groove Masters Hour on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial. Every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. The Groove. On your way home, 514-848-7471. Give us a call.
Excuse me? Is that your real voice?
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dadake in the language of Ganegeha, and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
Smell.
Hello, good afternoon. This is CGJ Gundam.
No, CJLO.
CJLO. 1690 AM. This is DJ Gundam C Destiny.
This is Claudia Rocks.
DJ Big Peter.
This is DJ Jerry and Cam. What show are we doing?
So this is the Audio Pen Pals. Welcome back. I'm DJ Tam. We're hosted on CJLO, which coincidentally is also hosting a big funding drive right now.
If someone heard the first ad.
Yeah. So if you didn't hear the first ad, I got some brief information about the funding drive. So it's already started. First event's already, the trivia night's already happened. But if you want to get involved with the station's goal of raising $10,000, you can still buy raffle tickets.
Or listen to tomorrow's show.
Yeah. There is a World Music Pledge Day and party at the G Lounge here at CJLO. That's happening tomorrow. You can come out to that. You can also donate online. You can do pledges over the phone.
But someone has to be here to pick it up.
Yeah, so just call during office hours and
or show hours.
Yeah. But there's like several main events during the funding drive.
Main?
So there's a there's the pledge day that's happening tomorrow. On the 18th, there's a bake sale happening.
Which was the same ad we listened to.
Yeah, a bake sale that's happening at the SP building.
Ha.
There's a Big Shiny Tunes fundraiser night at La Vitrola, which is where various artists from Montreal and bands from Montreal will be doing a cover set of all the songs on Big Shiny Tunes 6. It's a particularly good one. It's happening at La Vitrola on September 20th. And then on the 21st, CGLO and Club Dorks are doing an event at Blizzard's. If you want to get involved, definitely buy some raffle tickets. There's some good prizes. There's a bunch of show tickets to great bands like Daniel Caesar, the OCs. Phony PPL, a ton of other ones.
And most of this info would be on the website, wouldn't it?
Yep.
In case people have a computer?
Most of the website is on the... Most of the info is on the CJLO website. So,
CJLO.com.
Definitely help with the station. They do a lot of important work. They're one of the reasons we get to be on the air every week and bring you...
lots of good footage.
Yeah, lots of good
footage,
airwaves, I guess. I don't know.
Info.
Yeah. Get involved. Speaking of getting involved, I understand that
some of us go to Special Olympics.
I was gonna say the Pen Pals have recently been doing a lot of athletic activities in preparation.
Well, we go to Special Olympics. It's Claudia on Saturday and Sunday.
So there's a big event. It's qualifying.
Did we actually
actually. What it is that we are part of the Special Olympics, and it's actually just we go there, we have fun, just like we do here. And we end up bowling just for fun. So we can get good and qualify for the summer games.
Yeah. So you're
or the provincials.
Or the provincials.
Yeah.
Can I say, hey Claudia, what do you want to do for the qualified games for the summer games?
I don't know.
Me neither. I don't know yet what I wanted to do for the future.
Are you trying to get? Doing any events in particular, like you mentioned doing bocce earlier?
Yes, bocce. Well, it's going to be my first year.
Me too. I did it from last year. I started bocce.
It's my first year doing bocce, so I don't really know much, but all I know is how it's played,
yeah.
Basically.
It's sort of similar to bowling, correct?
Kind of, but It's the one that's the closest to the white ball, and whoever's closest to the white ball gets the point.
Let's say I
throw the white ball, and I throw the white ball, so that means I get to go first. So once I throw my white ball, and I throw my ball, then he has to try to see if he can get closer to the white ball than I am.
Okay, so I think I might have been getting it mixed up with croquet originally. That's the one where you have like the hammers.
Yes.
And
then you have to see. Okay, so if the red ball is closer than the green ball, then I get the point.
Yeah. That, okay, that makes a ton of sense. So it's a lot like bowling, except for like I guess
like point wise, it's different.
Yeah, you gotta watch your power too.
Watch the other person so he doesn't get the point.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He can steal it from you.
Yeah, so it's a lot like curling.
He can steal it from you.
Yeah. So okay, so it's like a curling on grass, kind of, I guess.
Because he can steal those points from you.
Yeah, that makes sense. So you're gonna have to keep us informed about how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sounds fun. Do you guys want to listen to another song right now?
Yes, The Lion King.
All right. Here's a big classic, recently redone in a new way. Here it is.
Never seen a king of beasts with quite so little hair.
I'm gonna be the main event like no king was before. I'm brushing up on looking down, working on my roar.
Thus far, a rather uninspiring thing.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
You have rather a long way to go, young master, if you think.
Mama said do this.
Now, when I said that.
No one's saying be.
What I meant
no
was...
Saying, stop that. No one says, see here.
Now see here.
Free to run around all day.
Well, that's definitely out.
Free to do it all my way.
I think it's time that you and I arranged a heart-to-heart.
Kings don't need advice from little hornbills for a star.
If this is where the monarchy... Out of service, out of Africa, I wouldn't hang about. This child is getting wildly out of wing. Simba!
Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
Thank you.
hillside. Urban folk from the sick side. Burning smoke from a bridge site. Serving big lines. Virgin gal to the west coast. Perfect palace, my backwoods. Curtains gone, she a rap book. Certain bars leave man shook. The remedy of any melody. Identify that I'm a genuine rarity. I'm rapping Queen Street and Kennedy. Dope bars, all I ever sent. Foreign cars, I wanna get in them. So hard, a worth I never sent. Coach Carter, I'm a better Ken. Know that I'm flying fast like kamikaze. My throat, that throttle. Gone in a Maserati. I bang my song for Muhammad Ali. Stand tall, yet small like Mahatma Gandhi and shit. I got regold in both of my tits. You wanna smoke in both of my splits. You wanna kiss in both of my lips. I told him like this. Yeah. Why? You on flame, got you hyping. I guess I'm the one to blame. 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 I'm the one. Why you hyping? You on flame, got you wildin'. I guess I'm the one to blame. 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 Take off to the top, I'm about to offset shit. Made it to the bottom, that's that progress shit.
You know it.
This is simple concept, let me talk my shit. They think they a problem, but the problem is not even one. No, no, not even one of you know I'm the GOAT, bitch. Uh-huh. From the North, my winter coat, bitch. Yeah. Call me Neo, cause I'm so sick. Yep. Mom and Papa, they was so strict. Right. That's until they saw my show shit. Yep. Now they raise their fists like, go, bitch, go, bitch. Get it. You choose hate, I try joy. Proud of the coin that I earn. Yo boy wanna be my boy. Yo girl wanna be my girl. You should save me to your favorites and jot down my sight, Earl. You should know we in the matrix. Can we go? I got no patience. All my guys neck breaking, they know this a bop. On the mic test training, they know this my job.
I'm working.
All my ex type hating, they know this a swap. Still on our best behavior, they know it's a cop. Why you wildin'? You on flame. Got you hyping. I guess I'm the one to blame. I'm the one to blame. Stop, cut the brake line. Come fuck with the waistline. Come fuck with the baseline. I don't walk in no straight line. Chillin' on the place, same time. Come fuck with the waistline. The waistline.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dardake in the language of Ganegaha, and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
CJLO 1690 AM's annual funding drive is taking place from Monday, September 9th to Sunday, September 22nd. From our many killer events, our fresh new merchandise, and our top-notch raffle prizes, there is sure to be something for everyone. And it's all going to a good cause, supporting local community radio. Visit CJLOFundingDrive.com for more information and to find out about our events, our raffle prizes, and how you can donate. And as always, keep it locked to CJLO 1690 AM.
See YouTuber Danny Duncan live on the Virginity Rocks World Tour 2 at L'Astral, September 18th.
I'm upset. Scooter stolen by someone I never met.
Get your tickets now on evenko.ca.
So I had to double check. I'ma find a man. I'ma break his neck.
Attention rockers, psychedelic knots, punk freaks, and guitar geeks. This is a public service announcement from Zachary Slacks to notify you that Slacks Tracks is now at a new time, Mondays at 6 p.m. Allow me to roll the many-sided die of your mind with rock that gets weird and wild. Slacks Tracks, Mondays at 6 p.m. on
CJLO.
Come on!
I can know if you're a winner, baby.
Work. Work it. Work.
Work to be a winner. Winners, work it good. Sweat. Sweat to be a winner. How does that feel? Tell me, how does that feel? Is sweat dripping down your balls? Well, then you're not a winner yet. But come on.
Work. Work it. Work.
Work to be a winner. Sweat. Work it.
Work.
Work to be a winner.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. This is CJLO 1690 AM. This is DJ Gundam C Destiny.
This is Claudia Rocks.
DJ Big Peter.
And DJ Jerry. And what is the show, Cam?
This is the Audio Pen Pals. We're about done here, but we got a couple more things to talk about before we go. So we want to welcome Peter back to the show. Peter, why? He hasn't been here in a couple months. You've been out working, right, Peter?
Yeah, at the Hampstead Day Camp for the whole summer.
Yeah, so what kind of stuff did you get up to this summer?
There's a Jewish people, kids. We do helping with the children. And I have another camp called Camp Caravan. It wasn't a good summer this year.
Too much rain or something like that?
It's too much rumors about Camp Caravan. We will not gonna have a camp next summer.
Oh, so it's ran out of funding or something like that?
Yes. The only thing is Hampstead Day Camp still exists.
Okay. Well, that's something, I guess. So what sort of activities did you do during the camp?
We're doing outings, helping with the kids. Doing a position is Inventor A with the workers.
So you'd go to events and stuff like that. Would you go to like parks and go to the public pools and stuff like that?
Yes.
That sounds fun. Public pool is always a good spot to be in the summer. It might be a little bit cold nowadays, but
I hope I'm going to reply again next summer in the future, but I don't know yet.
I hope you get the job for sure. And sounds like you've been there for a couple years. So I think you've been there for a couple years, right?
Yes.
So it sounds like they like you and they're going to hire you back.
Since I haven't been there since June for the radio show, I've been taking time off from the radio show.
Yeah, but we're very glad to have you back, Peter.
You bring good vibes to the show, and yeah, it's good to have you back.
And normally, Julie Meyer is no longer in the radio show this year.
Yeah, Julie had a conflict with school, so we won't be joined by Julie for a little bit, but still.
When she's finished school, she's back on the show.
Yeah, so a year is a short period of time, but Julie will be back before you know it.
Didn't we have someone else that wasn't on the show or working with us for the show?
That's right. We were missing DJ Grills today. So we're going to send out a big shout out to DJ Grills. And I think that's about where we should end it, right?
I'm going to say my goodbyes to DJ Claudia Rock.
DJ Gundam C signing out.
This is DJ Big Peter signing off and wishing everyone a safe weekend.
And this is DJ Jerry.
Do not party too hard.
That's good advice, Peter. This is DJ Tam signing off. Don't forget to stay tuned for the Groove Masters Hours, which comes up next.
And say silver.
Oh, what?
Say silver, you know, don't get drunk.
Stay, be responsible on the weekend.
Drink responsibly. Don't get too schmammered.
What is there like a holiday this weekend? I'm not aware of what's going on here.
Nothing. There is no holiday.
Well, enjoy your time off work, people. Hopefully you don't have to work on the weekend that much.
No, because I just went to a party and they were getting hammered.
During the week? That sounds very fun. Let's
Before we end the show, actually, Cam?
Oh, yeah.
Aren't we supposed to do a sponsor here?
Oh, yeah. So, CJL, this episode is brought to you by the Concordia Council for Student Life. With their funding, we're expanding the show, and we're going to... Well, basically, if you want to get involved, we can. You can reach out to us at audiopenpals.cjlo@gmail.com. Once again,
we need more people to help us do the show in case some of us need to be away, like Julie.
Yeah. A lot of the pen pals have things going on in life, but we want to keep interacting with the community. And you want your stories on the air, reach out to us. Don't forget to check out the information about the shuffle. It's coming up real quick, 2 weeks from today. And
the Funding Drive website, in case you wanted to look at it.
Yeah, and the Funding Drive website at cjlo.com. The shuffle's at concordia.ca/shuffle. And I guess that's it.
And if you want to donate too, you just have to, you're on the same site anyway.
All right. I think this is time. It's time for us to sign off. Here's one last song for everybody.
No sleep till.
For CJLO News, this is Ahmed Mushtahid. The electric scooter service Lime is urging its users to reach out to Mayor Valérie Plante and other councillors responsible for urban mobility and tell them how much they appreciate the electric scooters. The company has embarked on this step to keep its business prospects alive in Montreal, according to the Gazette. The e-scooter sharing service started in Montreal as a pilot project a month ago. The city of Montreal has been dissatisfied with the improperly parked vehicles, which are often left out of bounds on sidewalks and in parks. To encourage proper usage, Lime requires riders to take a picture of where they park their e-scooter at the end of their ride. However, non-compliant users are not fined, as the photos are only used for analytical purposes. The e-scooter pilot project runs until November 15th, after which the city will decide whether or not to renew Lime's permit next spring.
We've done a lot together these past 4 years, but the truth is, we're just getting started. So Canadians have an important choice to make. Will we go back to the failed policies of the past, or will we...